The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1990, Soyuz TM-9 lifted off from the Soviet Union, carrying the sixth full-time crew to Space Station Mir. In 2009, two satellites collided in orbit over the Earth. The first time that this had ever happened by accident. A dead Russian military satellite slammed into a private satellite owned by a telephone company at nearly 22,000 miles per hour. Not much was left of either satellite after the collision, aside from a couple thousand large pieces of debris, which joined to the heap of space junk already cluttering low Earth orbit. The crew of the International Space Station had to take precautions due to a piece of debris from this incident in 2012. Born on this day in 1906, actor Lon Chaney Jr., who played numerous Universal Studios monsters, from The Mummy to Frankenstein's Monster. And born in 1929, one of the most influential music composers in Hollywood history, Jerry Goldsmith. Peter Purvis, who played the first Doctor's time-traveling sidekick, Stephen, in Doctor Who, was born in 1939.
You real? Who are you? You are real. From Earth? Yes. Who are you? Look, I'm Stephen Taylor, Flight Red 50.
Well, we've learned something. His name?
Yes, Stephen Taylor.
That's my mascot, Hi-Fi.
Oh, Hi-Fi, I'm Barbara. I'm Vicky.
Ian Chesterton.
Ian Chesterton.
This is the Doctor.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Stephen Taylor.
Shuttle and International Space Station astronaut Garrett Reisman was born in 1968. In between real trips to space, he was also a background extra in the final episode of the remake of Battlestar Galactica. Actor Roy Scheider, star of Jaws and Sequest DSV, died on this day in 2008.
Our main focus is research and exploration. Anything we should beef up the science staff. But first and foremost, I consider myself a man of science. A tech head.
On this day in 1978, RCA pulled the plug on its attempt to jump on the video game bandwagon, laying off everyone at its Swannanoa, North Carolina facility involved with the production of hardware or software for the underwhelming, underselling RCA Studio 2 game console. In 1979, however, Magnavox decided it was all in on staying in the video game business, releasing the Odyssey 2, the first video game console with a full keyboard.
Video game fun. Computer keyboard challenge. The entrance to an alternate world of fire-breathing dragons. Hard-hitting sluggers. Arcade wizards. Outer space wizards. More than 40 games in all. Odyssey. The excitement of a game. The mind of a computer. All for the price of an ordinary video game. Odyssey.
In 1984, Atari 2600 owners had their minds blown by way of their ears with the release of Pitfall 2, a cartridge that contained its own custom sound chip just for the game's impressive music. And in 2007, a portal into the past kicked off an adventure for the ages in the first episode of the time-traveling dinosaur-hunting drama, Primeval.
This phenomenon, Professor.
The boy's experience proves that there's a concrete landscape on the other side of the anomaly. And I think it's the Earth many millions of years ago.
And this anomaly, as you call it, is a door between time zones in the world's history?
Hmm.
Suppose this remarkable theory is correct. What are the immediate risks?
Famine,
war, pestilence, the ends of the world as we know it, the usual stuff.
I think I could do without the facetiousness.
Well, I could do without standing in some anemic office in Whitehall talking to a civil service pen pusher when I should be exploring the most significant phenomenon in the history of science. And there's something else you should know. I intend to find out what happened to my wife, whatever the risks, so I'm going through the anomaly. And if you want to stop me, then you're gonna have to shoot me.
I hope it won't come to that.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who, Warp 2, is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures in K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.